Hey, this is Tom Dienhart with another edition of Gold and Black Radio Express. Checking in after Purdue's rousing 40-14 homecoming victory versus Maryland. And as usual, this Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Yes, as I mentioned, Purdue triumphed today, a much-needed victory for the Boilermakers, who came in on this chilly October Saturday, riding a three-game losing streak. Needed to taste victory, needed to experience success, and they checked both of those boxes today. Again, 40-14, everything was clicking offensively for the Boilermakers, despite playing a lot of very young players. I mean, a watershed game for redshirt freshman quarterback Jack Plummer, only 8 incompletions, hit 33 of 41 passes, 420 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. How about this? Jack was only sacked 1 time today. Of course, last week at Penn State, he was sacked 10 times. So again, nice moment for Plummer. Good job by the line to protect him. Remember, that offensive line had 3 new starters this week. Jeff Rom said in the postgame they did some things to help out the line from a protection standpoint. Whatever they did, it worked. And again, Plummer was on the mark, and Bryson Hopkins is no longer MIA. The tight end came in today with just 14 catches in the first 5 games, had just 1 last week at Penn State for 3 yards, was shut out against Minnesota. But again, today, career high, 10 catches, 140 yards. Big-time player. They need him to play well all year. And David Bell, too, speaking of youngsters, talked about Plummer, the redshirt freshman. Bell, of course, the true freshman, continues to blossom. 9 catches, 138 yards, and 2 scores. Great game for David Bell for a receiving corps that's really banged up. He stepped up with guys like Jared Sparks and Rondale Moore, TJ Sheffield, and others out. So, again, the offense was really clicking. How about the defense, too? The last 6 quarters, Purdue's only given up 3 touchdowns. They gave up 1 touchdown in the second half to Penn State. And today, they only gave up 2 touchdowns, none in the second half. So again, 6 quarters, just 3 touchdowns for this Purdue defense. It got gassed on occasion by the run, some improvisation by Tyrell Pigram, the Maryland quarterback. But by and large, when it gets right down to it, only 14 points allowed. And how about Corey Trice? Another youngster, a redshirt freshman, the 6'3" freakish cornerback. 2 interceptions, of course, the big pick 6 at the end of the first half basically almost sealed the game. Gave Purdue a 30-14 lead going into intermission. Amazing to think Corey Trice was just moved from safety to cornerback during training camp this year, and he's taken this position rapidly. He told us back in August he had not played cornerback since middle school, so again, quite a transformation for Corey Trice, who's becoming a nice playmaker on the edge for this Purdue defense. Again, great win for Purdue. They got some mojo. Hey, there's still a chance to go to a bowl game here. If you peek ahead, look at the schedule. Home games with Illinois, Nebraska, and Indiana all look winnable, right? There's a road game at Northwestern, too. Doesn't look like it would take anything great to win in Evanston. Next week, though, at Iowa, that's going to be a tough matchup. So again, Purdue's going to arrive in Iowa City, though, with some momentum, which they need. And remember this, Purdue's won the last 2 games against Iowa. Jeff Rom is 2-0 against the Hawkeyes, shocked them in 2017 in Iowa City. So who knows? You obviously play the games for a reason, and Purdue's got some mojo. So again, they need this win desperately, and they got it. Again, this edition, Golden Black Radio Express, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Again, Purdue 40, Maryland 14. Boilermakers now 2-4 overall, 1-2 in the Big Ten. Thank you for listening, and thank you for reading. We'll be in touch.